Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff is our small business attorney in the Brain Trust, and he does it well. He makes it look good. He's the author, I can't see over the stack of books here, folks, all the books he's written over the years. Money Hunt, that's an award-winning book. Crowdfunding Handbook, that's his most recent one. The eBay Marketing Bible, you're starting to get the picture. He's focused on small businesses, and he's our good friend. Cliff, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me, as always.
It's good to have you back. So, Cliff, you wrote a piece recently about the pitfalls of client referrals. And I've had, in my consulting business, I had a little strategy, a little plan. As beautiful as referrals are, and I call referrals the solid gold. If you get a good referral and you don't turn into business, then, you know, you need to reevaluate your approach. But there are pitfalls. Tell us about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, yeah, no, I'm in a business where I get at least two or three requests a day for referrals to various people. I mean, I don't do everything. I'm a pretty all-purpose lawyer, but there's a lot of stuff I don't do. I don't do wills. I don't do any kind of courtroom work. I don't do litigation. I don't do patent filings. So every once in a while, probably a week goes by that I don't get at least a couple of requests for referrals, you know, from people I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that can get a little bit tricky. I used to work for
and are
a guy
they asking, are they, have they been referred to you, out. Or are you asking them, are they asking you to refer somebody, you them to somebody else?
They're asking me for referrals, and that gets very, very tricky.
They want you to refer them.
They want me to refer them to somebody else.
They want you,
I'm on the receiving end of this, too.
They want you to be their prospector.
So I get yeah, that's right, exactly. So, but here's the thing. I mean, a very cynical guy that I worked for years ago used to say, Cliff, you know, whenever you refer a client to somebody else, you lose no matter what happens. And I said, well, why is that? And he said, because if you refer them to somebody, if you refer someone to another lawyer and they actually fall in love with them, you end up losing the client.
Mm-hmm.
If you refer them and they have a horrible experience with the other attorney, then you look like an idiot,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it reflects on your judgment. Hey, Cliff, why did you think this guy was so great? He was an utter idiot. He ruined my business, yada, yada. So now that's a little bit too cynical, but it does mean that you have to be a little bit cautious. If you make a referral to somebody else and that referral does not work out, it is going to bounce back to you in some way, and not in a nice way.
Well, and this happens to business people as well all the time. But I will say, and you know, I'm equally cynical, almost to your level too, Cliff. But still, one of the ways that I have made a living, I think, is through relationships. And one of the ways I've mm-hmm. kept relationships is by giving them solid referrals. So I try to collect mm-hmm. people that I think I can count on. And I know you probably do too. But here's the other thing. Whenever someone is going to refer somebody to me, I make them a promise. I promise them if they're your friend when they get here, they'll be your friend when they leave. I will not.
Mm-hmm.
You have my pledge that I'll take care of anybody you refer to me. And I have that deal back and mm-hmm. forth with different people. They give it to me, I give it to them. What do you think about that plan? Don't refer to anybody that you haven't had that conversation with.
Yeah. I think that's a good plan, too. What I tell people, it's like Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. when someone refers you to someone to you, first of all, consider the source. Is the person making the referral someone you really, really know well and do you trust? If that's the case, then you're less likely to have a bad experience with this because they're taking your needs into account. They didn't just refer this person because they wanted to get it off their desk. They're doing it because they know you and they think you'd be a good fit for the situation. If you're getting a referral from someone you don't know, I mean, I get emails, you know, all the time from people I haven't heard from in 5, 6, 7 years that want me to, you know, do business for one of their good friends, you know, that kind of thing. And so I want to do a little bit of checking. I look at their LinkedIn profile. I see, you know, what's going on there. I mean, the person that they want me to do the work for. And if I sense that I'm getting into a flaky situation, what I'll do then is I'll call the person making the referral and we'll have a little bit of conversation about exactly what's involved, how well they know this person. Because people get into the habit sometimes of just doing a knee-jerk referral of someone that they
and
don't
you,
even
and
know.
And you've got to say to the person you're referring, look, this is someone that you might want to check out. I don't know them as well, so just, you know, guard yourself. But this is a contract.
Right, exactly.
Hold on to that thought. There are pitfalls, folks, in making referrals. Just be careful. Tony Taylor, right back with Cliff Indica. We're going to talk about taxes, year-end tax planning, after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.